This is Today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Lawns and eco-friendly. We tried No-Mow May for pollinators and discovered that that's not really the best option for a number of reasons. As lawn experts from the University of Minnesota pointed out, grass can grow over 12 to 18 inches during the month of May. Not only can it look very messy, but it obviously creates a real problem when you do try to mow it back. Among the issues is your mower can't handle that growth without ripping the grass, and I don't think anyone wants to use a scythe to cut their lawn. As experts also point out, you should never mow more than a third of the height of grass at a time. This allows for a lovely lawn while also maintaining the root system below. The blades support the roots by performing photosynthesis to create sugars needed for root growth. Maintaining taller blades, about 3 inches, provides shade to the soil, which helps retain moisture and reduces heat stress, therefore encouraging deeper, healthier roots. So, kicking No-Mow May to the curb, along comes Slow-Mow Summer. Okay, so what's that? Basically, this allows for those pollinator-friendly plants, such as pussytoes, violets, and native bluebells, to flower, giving the pollinators some early nectar until our flowering perennials and trees can feed them. Note that while violets only grow to about 4 inches, pussytoes and native bluebells can grow to a foot. Slow-mow also means the dandelions and clover grow too. While dandelions get really ugly after bloom, they do offer nectar. As for clover, while the stuff that grows in our lawns is not native, it does offer sustenance to pollinators and, I think, is also easy on the eyes. I have photos of all these options on my website, gardenbite.com. Another option to consider are planting grasses that remain low. I have Pennsylvania sedge in a couple of areas. It grows to about 8 inches and flowers. It's native. It also lays over. I love it. Check out my photos online. It's not an instant fix by any means, but neither is a pristine lawn. However, it is a lot less expensive and no chemicals or maintenance involved. Prairie Moon Nursery, my go-to native plant source, also offers eco-grass low maintenance. It's an option that is an excellent choice for solid border areas or footpaths adjacent to native plantings. Learn more about eco-grass on gardenbite.com. Bonus, it grows in any condition except full shade and wet soil. Our planet is worth our effort, and no amount of effort is too small. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.